Welcome to the Daily Listen. Today is Friday, Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Now, where has Jonah been so far? God called him to proclaim God's truth to Nineveh. Jonah didn't want to. He took a short ride on a long fish. He got vomited up onto the ground. God said, "Get back there into Nineveh, do what I told you to do." Jonah did it, but he didn't do it with joy. He did it resentfully. And God transformed the hearts of people. Jonah wants to die. He says in verse 3, "Lord, take away my life. It's better for me to die than to live." And God asks him a rhetorical question in verse 4. "Jonah, is it right for you to be angry?" He's not just asking about anger. He's asking about anger at God, the sovereign creator, the Lord of the universe. Is it okay to be angry with God? Well, sometimes we are angry with God. But in this case, Jonah's compassion is disordered. Instead of having compassion for the people of Nineveh, he has compassion for himself. He's frustrated because there was a nice little plant growing over him that was providing shade while he sat to watch the fire fall upon Nineveh. But not only did the fire not fall, that little plant that was providing him with shade dried up. And he's angry, and he says again, "It would be better for me to die than to live." And God says, "Is it right for you to be angry about this, Jonah?" Jonah says it is. The kicker comes in verses 10 and 11. The Lord says, "You have been concerned about this plant. You didn't tend it. You didn't make it grow. It sprang up overnight. It died overnight." Jonah, shouldn't I have concern for people? There's more than 120,000 people who don't even know their right hand from their left. That means at least 120,000 children who have not yet learned the difference between their left hand and their right. God says, "Join me in my compassion. Reorder your priorities so that they line up with God's priorities." What is God seeking to do in and through your life? Let's reorder our priorities so they match God's priorities. Let's not put our comfort, our convenience first. Let's put God's ways first and be compassionate and passionate about people that He loves. Let's invest our lives today to encourage somebody else. God bless you.